He's a good football player. One of the things that stood out with him is his versatility. And when you're playing in this scheme, we look for safeties that not only can be effective in the deep zones, but guys that can play near the line of scrimmage. And Jerron, he certainly brings that to the table. And we're excited about it.
Darren, you got a third-round pick ready to be a starter as a rookie. What are the challenges that go along with getting young guys, especially a guy coming from the 1AA level here, to get ready?
Well, he's a very bright young man. We had a chance to visit with him last week, and when he came in, one of the things that stood out was his intelligence. He has a very high football IQ. Not that it's going to be easy. I think any rookie coming into this system, it's going to be a challenge, and that's one of the things that we put up high in terms of our evaluations, in terms of a guy's intelligence, being able to come in and comprehend our system. And we felt comfortable after spending time with him on his visit, and it's going to be a learning curve, and it will be a tremendous challenge for us to get him ready to play. I think he'll be up for it. That's a long ways away. I think for him, just coming and having the opportunity to compete, competition always brings out the best. We have some young guys on our roster that are looking forward to making their own mark. So it certainly won't be handed to him, but he'll have every opportunity to come in and compete, and we'll see where things fall.
His test results at the combine are maybe the best of any of the safeties. Does he play to that flexibility?
Well, one of the things when you watch him on tape, some guys, it takes a while to see him make splash plays, but it seemed like when you put the video on with this young man, he was always around the football, tremendous effort. Some of the things that they do are very similar to what we do scheme-wise. Just visiting with him and talking technique, I don't think he'll have a problem coming in and picking up and doing some of the things that we'll ask him to do. He's an excellent tackler, and you guys know what our tackling looked like last year, so that's going to be a point of emphasis. He's a guy that when you watch him consistently, he's able to get guys down in space, consistently brings his arms, and I'll try not to screw him up, and hopefully he can continue what he did at Maine and bring it to our football team.
How do you rate your overall group now?
It's tough right now. We're young more than anything else. We got some guys that have to grow up pretty quickly in Levine and Jennings. You got a veteran in Charlie and Morgan. That was kind of like his rookie year last year. So, those guys are still growing as young football players. But I think overall with what we did just as a defensive unit, you got to be excited about that, and we'll have to do our part. Nick and I had a very close relationship. Nick is a fine young man, one of the finest young men I've been around. And in this business, you have to make tough decisions. And one thing you have to understand is the business aspect of it. It's always tough. And you hate to lose a young man like Nick. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler, and you like to try to keep him, but it just didn't work out. And Nick will be fine, but it's a tremendous loss. And, you try not to get close to players, but sometimes it just happens. And it's tough to deal with, but we'll move on, and Nick will be fine.
Darren, if there's one area you'd like to see your group get better at this year, what is it?
We got to eliminate the big plays. And the one thing that when we had some good plays, but we had too many negative plays, and that's the thing that's frustrating as a coach, our consistency in all aspects, tackling, communication, eliminating the big plays, our technique. We have to be more consistent in that area because there's some really good shots of how it's supposed to look, and then there's some really bad shots of what it's not supposed to look like. And so that's got to be our biggest challenge. And when you look at us on the back end, it can sometimes be a thankless position because when you're doing your job, nobody really notices. But we really don't want our safeties having 190 tackles respectively between Morgan and Charlie. I think that's quite a bit. And usually when your safeties are tackling that much, you're probably not a very good defense. And that was evident this past year. But we got a big challenge ahead of us. And our biggest challenge is to be consistent in eliminating the big plays. Too many big plays, way too many. And Coach Dom has been on it. We've all looked at it, and this offseason has been tough because when you look at some of the things that happened to us defensively, it's very frustrating because we know we can eliminate it, and we just have to. And a big part of that will be consistency.